Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
In other news, South Africa has dropped 3 places on the Nation Brand Index 2017. So how much influence did the allegations of corruption, the political instability in our country affect how the world thinks about us? Brand South Africa's General Manager for Research, Dr. Petrus de Kock, joining you on the line this morning to talk to you just about that. A very good morning to you, Dr. de Kock. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Fine, and you?
Very well, thank you. So, first question, why should I care about the Nation Brand Index? What is it?
You know, the Nation Brand Index is quite a long-standing instrument that measures the kind of global perceptions of a group of 50 nations. And the countries included in there, you know, are countries like South Africa, Mexico, Turkey, you know, the European states, kind of countries with a big influence in their regions and also quite a role that they play in international affairs. So being included in that list is already kind of a sign that you are a recognized nation in the international system. So it helps us a lot in terms of getting insight into how people in the 20 countries where the study is conducted view South Africa on different elements. You know, it's on quality of exports, your investment environment, your tourism, people, culture, governance. So it's kind of 6 areas that they use to measure a perception and then ultimately a reputation picture that emerges from that.
25 minutes past 5. Good morning to you listening at home. Do you even know, or did you know, that there is something called the Nation Brand Index? If you did know, understanding now that South Africa has dropped 3 places in that index, how does that make you feel? What are your views on that specific issue? 021-446-0567. That's the number you can dial. Doctor, though, we've dropped 3 places. What number were we at to drop these 3 places? And what does that mean then for us as South Africa?
Now, let me quickly give some context. You know, there's 2 measures in the index. There's the ranking, where we moved from 35 to 38 from last year. But now in the study, there's a statistical score. And if you look at the statistical score, we improve on last year with 0.73 points, you know, on this index. And that has been consistent over years, you know, that we've been improving in the statistical measure. But what happened this year is the 2 South American nations, it's Chile and Peru, in the statistical scoring, you know, they made quite a bit of a faster advance than us. And that also concurs with certain things we've seen in other instruments as well, you know, that countries such as Argentina, Chile, Peru, Mexico, Turkey, Indonesia, you know, other emerging markets, kind of peer nations to us, you know, those are also our closest competitors when it comes to a whole host of things, you know, attracting investment, tourism, things like that. So, as they say, the devil is in the detail. Yes, we moved down in ranking. However, when you look at the detailed scoring, we do actually advance still, just at a slower pace last year than previous years.
Now, we know that many South Africans, including myself, I'll put it out there, I blame the government and I blame President Jacob Zuma for, you know, everything that's gone negative in our country. Is politics really a game changer when it comes to the index?
You know, that's one element. You know, as I indicated earlier, there's 6 pillars on which they measure. So where you see, for example, where we stand quite strong is in how our people and culture elements are perceived. That stands out consistently, you know, as a very strong area of performance for us. And also you would find, so the political environment, you know, is, as I indicate, you know, that's one factor that people look at when they conduct the study.
All right, to you listening at home, 28 minutes past 5, good morning to you. We are talking about South Africa and we're talking about the Nation Brand Index, where South Africa has apparently dropped 3 places. Joining you in conversation is Dr. Petrus de Kock, his Brand South Africa's General Manager for Research. So, we have dropped. The question is, can we still say that we are still in good standing? Are we still in a good position globally? Does the world still view us in a brighter light? Are you with me, Doctor?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, there was just a short break.
Okay, so
you know what we see in there's another instrument that we look at. It's done by the Reputation House or Reputation Institute every year, where also that was released earlier in the year, where the same as in the Nation Brand Index, you know, we do improve in terms of the global perception. You know, and even in the report of the Nation Brand Index, it's stated very clearly that our global standing is quite stable, actually, over these years. Yes, we've been through a few complicated years, you know. However, in the midst of that, there's much more that shapes the reputation of the country. Through some of our other research, we find, for example, in a lot of markets, you know, like in the UAE, in Russia, in China, in European countries, like in the United States, this year, we improve with 4 points in the statistical scoring, which is quite phenomenal, actually, you know, that improvement in how the respondents from the United States views South Africa. So, yes, at the overall level, there was this drop in ranking. But as I indicated earlier on, you know, when you look at the specific scoring on a whole host of areas, we do improve and there's an advance. However, the one thing just is, in this last year, it wasn't at a pace, you know, that could outpace the improvements in Chile, Peru, and how global audiences view those countries. Also, something else to comment here on is if you look at how peer countries across the African continent view us, we find in some of our other research, you know, that in the last few years, there's definitely been a consistent improvement in that. And do you know what contributes to that? It's South Africa's business profile, our corporate profile of investment in those markets. It's our academic institutions that play a role. So what I'm trying to say is that the image or the reputation of the country is made by much more than just the political environment. And I think that's something that we pay a lot of attention to, because factors that shape reputation has got much more to do with how your products are seen, how your services are seen, how people perceive your environment as conducive to attracting tourism, for example. That's another big factor that shapes the more, I would say, the full rounded reputation picture.
Doctor, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. It certainly gives us a brighter idea. And what I like about it is that, you know, if you are in a bad position, it just, all it means to me is that it gives you room to improve. That's all it is. But Dr. Petrus de Kock, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.